time on the job, Andy, in terms of the position with respect to, you know, making those techniques as sharp as they can be with, you know, not having full 4 years on the offensive side?
I mean, I think no question, but I also think I present a very unique situation in the fact that, you know, I've only played for 2 years, and if you look at my first year of game tape to my second year, there was drastic improvement. But as I've expressed before to numerous coaches, whether it be a man blocking scheme, zone blocking scheme, whatever they coach, I'll be able to do it. I trust in my abilities. I believe in myself. But experience is, you know, the number one thing. You know, you can watch guys, you know, for me to sit back and watch Steve Hutchinson on film can only do so much for me. You know, I have to get out there and get my feet wet, you know, but I'm excited for the opportunity.
When Shep has told you about guard, he thought that was your natural position, or what did he say? How did he sell it?
He didn't think necessarily a natural position. He felt it was something I could grow into, obviously. When I entered Pittsburgh, I weighed 250 pounds. I weighed in today officially at 305 at 6'4". He felt he had a player before, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, who was in a similar situation, who loved training, loved the weight room, just loved everything about football and, you know, preparing to play the game. And he felt that, you know what, I have a bigger frame, I could maybe put some weight on. And I looked at it from a personal standpoint. You know, a lot of times people hear the saying, perception is reality. Well, I looked at myself, okay, how do I fare as far as just strictly an athletic standpoint along the D-line, amongst other people in the country. I felt, you know, I would be up there, but I wouldn't be in the upper echelon. I figure athletically on the offensive side of the ball, now all of a sudden, you know, in February I was named an ESPN workout freak and things like that, but nothing has changed except my position. You know, the media creates that. You know, I'm the same guy. I come to work every day. I'm a consistent player. And, you know, whoever's willing to take a chance on me, you know, I'm going to put a full effort into.
There's a perception that Walt really didn't care about either side of the line. Did you find that to be true?
You know, I really don't know. I don't have much to say about that other than the fact that, you know, I don't know necessarily what the perception was. I made a move strictly based off what was best for me.
Considering you're like ranked in maybe the top 5 or 6 guards in the country, and you've only done it 2 years, I mean, that would seem encouraging to me if I was in that position.
It's very encouraging, but what people from the outside looking in have to understand is the websites, online sites, things like that. That's all you know, a lot of media-based type of things. The big thing is what the scouts are saying and things like that, which I'm very pleased to hear, and where I'm at with things. You know, and again, you know, like I said, experience is everything, but the more I have an opportunity to learn, I think I have a, you know, great upside, as great as anyone here.
What was the toughest part of transitioning from the defensive side of the ball to the offensive side?
It's a lot different mentally. You know, on the defensive side of the ball, you have one of two things, B gap or C gap. You know, offensive side of the ball, you have to read defenses. You have to understand blitz packages. You have to understand line stunts, line games. It's a controlled aggression. You're not just, you know, firing off the ball, finding the ball carrier. You know, it's something where, you know, it's a fine-tuned thing. It's a very technical type thing. But still, at the end of the day, the pluses I like for it is, you know, the snap count. You can fire off on the ball. You know where the play is going. You know everything. The defense doesn't. So I think that's the big transition. But just learning versus the defensive packages and various things like that, I think would be one of the bigger things.
Have you found yourself lining up against somebody and looking at their technique, how they're going down and stance? I'm like, all right, I know where they're going to go with this. I've been on that side of the ball.
Actually, I have, and that has been a great advantage of me. Just by seeing different hands down, maybe knowing he may three technique may spike out to the defense end. You know, it's little things you pick up on, not only with the experience like I've been preaching about the past few minutes, but also with having played on the other side of the ball and having known how they think, you know.
What would your reaction be if you did wind up going to Cleveland right up the street? How would you feel about that?
I mean, I would feel great. I mean, I was born and raised in Ohio. You know, as college, you're a Buckeye fan, and the pros, you're a Cleveland fan. You know, it'd be a great opportunity. You know, and I'd be happy wherever I go, but Cleveland would be a great place to be.
You have a relationship with Charlie?
I don't have a great relationship with Charlie because I was coming in as he was going out, so we're more of an acquaintance more than, you know, like necessarily friends.
Did you go to the Browns much when you were a kid?
No, I actually only had went to one game. I haven't really been to a lot of professional games in any sports really, but you know, it was one thing just growing up. You know, it's a very strong football city. You know, football, I believe, was born in Ohio. That's the reason the Hall of Fame's in Ohio, you know. But it, again, it'd be a great place to be. But like I said before, whoever's willing to take a chance on me, you know, I'm full speed ahead for that team.
Did you mention Green Bay is one of the teams interested in?
Yes, I did.
They run a zone blocking scheme. Do they ask you about, you know, your experience in cut blocking, which is so critical to that scheme?
They haven't necessarily asked me about cut blocking. And I'll sit formally tonight, I believe, with the O-line coach there with the Packers. But he's very interested. He thinks I have, you know, again, great upside, great potential. You know, the zone blocking type things that we've done at Akron. So he thinks that I could fit into the mold there, and he was pretty happy with what he saw off the film based off what he's told me.
And that's a technique that you've...